Well, hello there. Welcome to Bean Town. That's right, this week's Fish Fry featuring yours truly, Amelia Dalton from EEJournal.com, is Parkin' the Cart, Harvard Yard. Okay, I was just trying out the accent, which apparently, from the looks on my teens' faces, is not going so well. Oh well. Yep, Fish Fry is coming to you from the great city of Boston, Massachusetts this week. Did you know that the Boston University Bridge on Commonwealth Avenue is one of the only places in the world where a boat can sail under a train, passing under a car, driving under an airplane? Really, it's true. And what do each of those modes of transportation all have in common? Ah, come on, it's an easy one. Analog components! So this week we're talking about a new MCU family that Microchip Technology has just rolled out this week that is taking analog to a whole new level. An intelligent level. Oh, but before we get into this week's Smarty Pants analog business, I have a Bud Borgenizer multi-development board enclosure kit, courtesy of Newark Element 14, to give away to one lucky listener this week. You can enter to win by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page on eejournal.com, or you can head straight on over to element14.com/fishfry. All right, how about that intelligent analog? Let's sit down with Jason Tollefson from Microchip Technology and figure this all out. Welcome, Jason. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Amelia.
So, Jason, I heard that Microchip just released the PIC24GC MCU family, and it has intelligent analog. Jason, tell me exactly what this intelligent analog business is all about.
Well, intelligent analog is the integration of analog components that would normally be found outside of a microcontroller onto the microcontroller, and then on top of that, taking and interconnecting those such that they can be controlled by software that the user writes to the microcontroller. And where the advantages come in that is that we can now design out the noise sources that can be present on an analog intensive board, and we can also reduce the communication bottlenecks that are there because you're communicating from the microcontroller to an external device. So when we say it's intelligent analog, that's what we mean. You get, number one, smaller size because the components have been brought in, but you also get the reduced noise and the faster communication, faster operation of the analog design.
So this is truly an analog system on chip, right?
That's right. Our GC family, for example, has two analog-to-digital converters. It has a 16-bit Sigma Delta converter, also a high-speed 10-megasample 12-bit A to D. And on top of that, we add a 10-bit DAC, dual op-amps, comparators, voltage references, a whole host. So you really get a complete analog signal chain plus a microcontroller, all in one small package.
Very cool. So, Jason, what kind of designs will this intelligent analog technology be good for?
Well, specifically the GC family that we're just launching is targeted at medical and industrial products, so products that have some sort of display. We also have an LCD controller on the chip, so you can display really relevant information to an end consumer, but also have this analog very high-precision sensors built into the device. And we also have our XLP technology, Microchip's technology for low power, and we can have very good sleep currents as low as 18 nanoamps. That's one example, but we also have other products that are targeted at areas such as advanced motor control, digital power supplies, automotive lighting, and so on. They have different types of analog to address those markets and are optimized for those markets as well, but all of them fall under this umbrella of intelligent analog where we've brought in more sophisticated analog plus the method of controlling them under software under one roof in the microcontroller.
Okay, Jason, let's circle back and talk about the MCU family as a whole. What's cool here?
Okay, what we have in our portfolio today are comprised of 8-bit and 16-bit microcontrollers. And so they really serve a variety of applications. For example, our lower-cost devices are PIC16. They're optimized for LED lighting. They're also optimized for low-cost motor control. But if people find that they need to increase the amount of analog and the performance of their application, for example, if you're doing a high-efficiency air conditioning motor, you're going to want to go to something that's like our DS-PIC device that has very high throughput ADDs, very high precision motor control, and that increases the efficiency quite a bit. And the same is true with digital power supplies. You need very sophisticated and fast analog to get to the very high 90% efficiency. So we have a spectrum of devices within this 100 devices comprising the intelligent analog that can do a variety of things. And then in addition to that, the medical and industrial sensor product, focus products like the GC family.
So how can myself or another designer get started using the PIC24GC MCU family? You got a starter kit I can have?
I do. With so much analog, we have a dedicated starter kit. It's called the PIC24F Starter Kit for Intelligent Analog. And one of the key features that you'll find when you take a look at this starter kit is that it has a dedicated analog header. And that's so that we can bring out very clean signals out to an accessible location on the board. And along with that, we've built into the board a variety of sensors and also an LCD display that is controlled by capacitive touch buttons. So the idea is that someone who needs to do a design can interface their own sensors onto this board and develop the software that's needed to get to 95% of what their end application is going to look like. So they don't even have to do a custom prototype board. They can prototype with this kit. And to really help them get to market faster, we've developed a series of preloaded software demos. So, for example, we can have scrolling text information that can be controlled with our capacitive touch buttons. We have several different graphic type examples where you can have a graph bar changing length based upon feedback from one of our sensors. So there's a whole variety of things that are available to designers to really develop their product almost to the very end, and then they can cut their custom board and then march on to their end product.
Fantastic. I think I'll go buy myself a kit right now. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jason, and chatting with me about intelligent analog.
Thank you, Amelia. It was a pleasure to be here.
Space time. The final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Tabula as it breaks through boundaries of space and time. Boldly taking Ethernet designs where Ethernet designs have never gone before. Intrigued? Gosh, I hope so, because I worked on that joke for like a week. Anyway, sure, we have talked a lot about Tabula's innovative space-time architecture here on EE Journal. But what about actually using that darn thing to get stuff done? In my newest episode of Chalk Talk, I'm chatting with Prasoon Raha from Tabula about the challenges of 100G and beyond Ethernet designs and how those conflicting design goals can be met by Tabula's innovative space-time architecture. You can check out this super cool episode of Chalk Talk by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page that says 100G Ethernet Packet Parsing with SpaceTime. Or you can head on over to the front page of eejournal.com, lower right-hand corner, and there you will find the Chalk Talk archive. Oh yeah. All right, how about a little more information about this week's nerdy giveaway, my friends? This week, giving away a Bud Boardganizer multi-development board enclosure kit, courtesy of Newark Element 14. This enclosure kit works with a whole slew of development platforms. Arduino, BeagleBone, do-it-yourself electronics, Freescale boards, robotics, and Raspberry Pi projects. And remember, you can enter to win this multi-development board enclosure kit by clicking the link on this week's Fish Fryin' page or heading on over to element14.com/fishfry. Go there now. And remember, if you haven't already, you can like us at facebook.com/eejournal. You can also check out our tweets at eejournaltfm and join our circle on Google+. Oh yes, and by clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes store. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Frying page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, especially in the Bay Area, I need some help there, folks, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 20th, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.